Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
The sermon for today, the fourth Sunday in Advent, is by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. Today we consider hell. That's a dandy thing. The word Advent means coming. In the season of Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at those comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Three Sundays ago, we considered death. Two Sundays ago, we considered judgment. Last Sunday, we considered heaven. Today, we consider hell. Hell may not be the most pleasant subject to contemplate on the eve of Christmas, but it is certainly pleasant to think about not going there. Hell is not a major preoccupation in the Bible, though it is mentioned with some frequency. We have no description of it there that is as detailed as the ones Dante or cartoons in the New Yorker provide. But we dare not imagine that hell is not real. Jesus describes God as Him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. We get the idea of hell as a place of final and permanent torment from Revelation. St. John writes, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Last week, we suggested that two ways to experience heaven on earth are first to try to look at yourself as God looks at you, and second, to know that Jesus is the one to whom to focus your life. It seems logical that to begin to experience hell on earth is, first, to refuse to look at yourself as God looks at you, and second, not to focus yourself upon Jesus. This morning's lessons give us an inkling of what that is all about. God looks at all of us with love and forgiveness. We cannot receive the forgiveness unless we see ourselves as He sees us, as sinners who need repentance and reconciliation. In today's epistle, St. Paul tells us that the Lord is coming, but that we shouldn't worry about it. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Jesus is coming again to judge. The only reason to fear the judgment is if you think you can possibly get a verdict of not guilty. You can't. You're guilty of sin, of disobeying God. The paradox is that knowing you're guilty frees you from being afraid. You aren't going to escape hell because you have done a few more good things than bad ones. God is not great on a curve. You are going to escape hell only when you accept the fact that you deserve to go to hell, but God lets you off the hook because Jesus died. We rejoice in the Lord always because He died for us to keep us out of hell. The preaching of John the Baptist made him very popular. That made the Jewish establishment in Jerusalem nervous, so they sent a deputation to John to find out who he was and what he was all about. Their biggest worry was that he was going to claim to be the Christ, the long-awaited Savior, the Messiah of Israel. Everybody knew that when the Messiah came, he would be a soldier like King David. A soldier like King David would fight the Roman occupying army. The Jewish establishment had a cozy relationship with the Romans, and they didn't want any messiahs to come along and disturb it. So they were surely relieved when John told them who he was. Not the Messiah, and not even Elijah, who was supposed to appear just before the great and terrible day of the Lord. But they probably felt the icy fingers when John told them who he was. He said, "You think I am threatening? Just wait until you see the one who is coming after me. He is greater than I am. I am not worthy even to untie his shoes. I am not the Messiah, but I am the one Isaiah said would come along before the Messiah. I am the voice who cries in the wilderness to make a straight path for the Lord." Again, the focus is upon Jesus and one's response to him. At his presentation, Simeon said that Jesus was set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Jesus himself says that the Holy Ghost will show the world what sin really is. Sin is not believing in Jesus and what he has done for us. Whether you go to heaven or hell, in the end will be determined finally by what you think about Jesus. Do you accept him as your Lord, the one whom you must obey? Do you accept him as your Savior, the one who died to forgive your sins and take you to heaven, even though you deserve to go to hell? The word Advent means coming. In the season of Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at those comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Three Sundays ago, we considered death. Two Sundays ago, we considered judgment. Last Sunday, we considered heaven. Today, we have considered hell. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.